I mean, I always understood a guinea, and you probably did yourself, to be a pound and one shilling, and it was usually used in, you know, selling of horses, for example. Days, one person said that at last they're found by communion money. Mm. But in any event, you know, my own family, relations of mine owned that pub for almost 100 years. Before,
oh, really?
Yeah, before Nora Coney would have been a sister of a man married to my aunt.
Right.
So, you know, we had connections there. Going back to a couple of generations. As I understand it at the moment, there's no place in Carrickmacure that could house them based on what I've been told. But as I said, first step would be if we can get back to Clonmel in time, if we can develop something in Carrickmacure where they can be housed, I certainly think. But we have a better chance of getting them back to Carrickmacure after they've been located in Clonmel than trying to get them released from the National Museum down the road to Carrickmacure. So I try to be realistic about it and try to ensure that we do get something on it. You know, somebody did say to me, "Ah, well, they're a national treasure. They should be housed in the National Museum." But I mean, my response to that is the Rock of Cashel is a national treasure. They haven't moved it to Dublin. It's still in Tipperary.
Yeah. That's not really a strong enough argument. I sympathise
with
them.
Not for them. I see the argument on both sides, and I would like to ensure that the coins are safe. And
Will wants to know, how much is the finder's fee? Have you any idea? Because
I haven't. I asked about the finder's fee as well yesterday because I'm curious, and I want to commend the lads that were involved there, a couple of lads there from the Comforts and Murray's from Grange Mokler. I think it was fantastic what they did. I mean,
it was very public-spirited, yeah.
They could have just put them in their pocket, Seamus, and went off down literally, 200 yards down the street to a cash for gold shop and sold them. But, I mean, I want to commend them, and I hope, and I will pursue that issue to know how much it is and make sure that they get it, because, you know, that's the least that they could do. But there is not a set figure on it. It's at the discretion of the museum. You know, I will be pursuing that as well, that they do get some little reward, because that's all it will be. But, I mean, it's exciting, Seamus, and it's good for the town and it's good for the area, and, you know, what I'm trying to do is that we continue to get a piece of the action from this.
Listener says, a texter said, the way things are, the state might sell those coins. No, the state won't sell those coins. We're not that hard up yet.
Unfortunately, people are, you know, some people are being a bit cynical about this and a bit cynical about everything. This is good news. This is something that has happened and brightened up Carrickmacure, and the people are talking about something positively. And we have enough cynics out there, you know, that we don't need them texting in comments that don't stand up.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I wish you the best. I hope you do secure it for Clonmel and Tipperary. We'll just have to wait and see. Thank you very much, Dennis.
Thank you, Seamus. Thank you for your time.